And while he was in Israel, he was invited to a home of a Jew. Inimbita siya ng isang Hudyo na pamilya. And so when he went to that house, he noticed that in the door frame, pagpasok mo sa bahay ng isang Hudyo, meron silang nakalagay dyan on the right side of the post. Ito yung pinto. On the right side, merong nakadikit dyan na tinatawag nilang mezuzah. Okay, mezuzah. And that mezuzah, it's a small thing, parang box na nakadikit sa pinto nila, sa door frame. And inside that is the Shema, or it's a prayer of Israel, Shema. You know, alam niyo yung Shema, that is the prayer of the Jew when he wakes up in the morning, that's the first thing he say. And bago siya matulog, yun din ang huli niyang sasabihin. The Shema, we say that here in church. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Okay? Nakasulat yan dyan. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And that's part of what is said. And bago sila pumasok, kinahawakan nilang mezuzah na yan. They will touch that mezuzah, which contains the Shema prayer of Israel. They would touch that, and they will touch their forehead and their heart. Anong ibig sabihin yan? Sana Lord, etong utos na to ay palaging nasa isip ko. At ito'y palagi nasa puso ko. Remind my mind to think of your commandment and incline my heart to always obey that commandment. So lahat yan, sa mga kwarto nila, sa doorframe ng kwarto, may mezuzah yan. Maliban lang sa banyo. Pag pumasok ka sa banyo, walang mezuzah doon. But all the rooms, all the doors of the house, the doorframe, they have that mezuzah. And why am I sharing this with you? Because the Shema is central, the very foundation of Jewish theology. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Or in Hebrew, this is actually what it translates. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is the only one. Wala siyang katulad, wala siyang kapantay, walang kagaya niya. There is none like the Lord our God. And they proclaim that. Okay? While Jesus in our gospel today, the Pharisees and the religious leaders at that time were arguing with Jesus. Alam niyo ba sa 10 utos ng Diyos, sa panahon ni Jesus, naging 613 na yung utos na yan. Pinadami nila. Okay? The Jewish nation have 613 laws and commandments that they need to follow. Okay? At nagtatalo silang lahat. Anong pinaka-importanting law? Anong pinaka-importanting commandment? What are the offerings? They're arguing. They're fighting. They're trying to argue with Christ. We are not supposed to argue with God. We are supposed to listen to God. But many times, imbis na makinig tayo sa Diyos, nakikipagtalo tayo. Kasi minsan, mas marunong tayo kaysa Diyos. Yun ang palagay natin. So they were arguing with Jesus until a scribe, a very intelligent scribe, equivalent ng isang scribe sa panahon ni Jesus, sa panahon natin, isang lawyer, isang abogado. He came to Christ with a question. Gustong-gusto ni Lord yan pag nagtatanong tayo. Ibig sabihin, yung taong nagtatanong ay nag-iisip. Kasi minsan, gawa tayo ng gawa, hindi tayo nag-iisip. That's why when we begin to ask questions, that is important because it shows that you're thinking. At gustong-gusto ng Diyos pag tayo ay nagtatanong. And this is what He asked the Lord. Of all the commandments, 613 commandments, which one is the greatest? Which one is the most important? And the Lord Jesus quoted our first reading, Deuteronomy 6. This is what He said, "Hear, O Israel." Diba? "The Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." And the second commandment is just like the first in importance. Dalawang utos, pero isa lang yan. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay? Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy 6, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart." Saan naman makikita yung love your neighbor? That is in Leviticus 19:18. Dalawang utos pinag-isa ng Diyos kasi parehong importante at parehong magkasama, dapat hindi magkahiwalay yung dalawang utos na yan. Kaya isang utos lang yan. Let us look at the first reading today. What does the first reading teach us in Deuteronomy 6? The first reading teaches us that we need to hear God. And how can we hear God if we don't listen? Amen? The purpose of listening, bakit nandito kayo at nakikinig kayo sa akin? The purpose of listening is not so we can be entertained. You know? Marami nagsisimba ngayon. Dati, naalala ko, dalawa yung misa. Tinatanong ko, ba't nagsimba na kayo kanina? Ba't nagsisimba kayo? Wala kami magawa, Father. So dito kami, magsisimba pa rin. Wala kaming magawa. Ginawa niyo akong libangan. Sabi ko, lugi ako. Isang bayad lang kayo, dalawang sining pinanood niyo. Okay? We listen so we can hear God. That's the purpose of listening. If you're listening because of something else, then you better stop it. Because the first thing that God commandment is not to love Him first. The first commandment is listen. Kinig muna. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is Lord alone." Wala siyang kasama. Wala siyang katulad, wala siyang kapantay. In other words, God is the highest good. All religion, Islam, Buddhism, all religion, lahat ng mga reliyon sa mundo, they're trying to achieve and reach out to the ultimate and highest good, which we call God. Amen? Amen? But Israel is declaring, there is nothing else, and there is no one else like the Lord our God. Kasi kung sa ibang kultura makikita mo, marami silang Diyos. May Diyos sa... there is a God for prosperity. There is a God for this. There is a God for... Diyos. Kaya kung anong gusto mo sa buhay, eh dun ka sa Diyos na yan, sumunod. But what Israel is saying, no, we don't have many other gods. We have just one God. And everything that you are trying to do in your life should be reaching out to this God alone. Nandyan sa Kanyang lahat na hinahanap mo sa buhay mo. The Lord our God, the Lord alone. No one else yan ang sinasabi. Then because there is nothing else, there's no highest good higher than God, therefore, how do you live your life? You should live your life by loving this God. Amen? Ano bang mahal mo? Mahal ko kasi yung negosyo ko. Bakit? Maraming pera sa negosyo eh. Yun. That's your highest good. Pera. Pera yung highest good mo. Then you will love that. If money is your highest good, you will pursue money and you will love money. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. And Israel is saying, no. Yes, I may need money. I may need a job. I may have a family. I may have a community. But the highest good that I'm trying to reach is God. Amen? Siya. And there is no one else. Therefore, if the highest good that I'm trying to reach out in my life is God, then you should love God more than anything else. Amen? Kung may yaman ka, okay, enjoy mo yan. Pero huwag mong kalimutan, bigay ng Diyos yan. Mahalin mo yung nagbigay, hindi yung binigay niya. Amen? If you have good health, thank God for good health. Kasi ngayon makikita natin, kahit na may pera ka at you can afford the best doctors in the world, if you get sick, you really get sick. Amen? May sakit talaga na hindi kaya ng doktor. If you have good health, thank God for good health. But never forget, good health is not your highest goal. Good health is not your highest good. It is God who gives good health. Therefore, God is your highest good. Siya. You pursue Him. That's why the scripture says you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Our first reading, itong utos na to, which Moses commanded in the Old Testament. Bakit sinusunod ng Israel ito? Why do they follow? Why do they obey this commandment? You know why? Because there are three promises of God in that command. If you listen and you obey this, number one, sabi niya, you will have long life. Your life will be prolonged. Hahaba ang buhay mo. The second is that you will grow. Lalago ang buhay mo. And the third promise, you know, iba sa inyo pa nakatingin sa akin, nandyan ba yan? Tingnan nyo mamaya sa Deuteronomy 6. He command us to love Him with all our heart, but He promised that if you do, kung gagawin mo, you will have long life. You will grow. And third, what did He promise? You will prosper. Amen? Hahaba ang buhay mo, lalago ka, at magiging masagana ang buhay mo. Now, tatanungin ko kayong lahat. Sino dito sa inyo ayaw yumaman? Okay? Wala, di ba? Sino sa inyo dito ayaw niyong lumago ang buhay niyo? Ayaw ko lumago. Wala rin. Okay? O, eto. Kailangan sugutin nyo, ha? Sino sa inyo ayaw nyong mahabang buhay nyo? Okay? Wala rin. Kasi itong tatlong promesa ng Diyos, gusto natin yan. We like that. We want it. We need it. That's why we obey God. That's the reason why the Israelites, they will try, they try and try to really obey this because that commandment comes with a blessing with God. Amen? What is the second reading teaching us? we have been listening to the second reading. The second reading reminds us that Jesus is the King who serves. And one day he will judge. Okay? Jesus is the King who serves, then later on, he is the King who will judge. The second thing, that Jesus is the prophet. As a prophet, he teaches. Kaya sa mga teachers dito, sa mga nagtuturo, sa children, sa outreach, every time you teach, you are entering into a prophetic ministry. Amen? A prophetic ministry. When you teach the Word of God, you are moving in a prophetic ministry. Jesus is the prophet who teaches. And number three, Jesus is also the priest who blesses. Anong trabaho ng pare? Ang pare ang nagbe-bless. Yan ang trabaho ng pare. To bless. To bless the altar, to bless the people, to bless the bread and the wine. That's the work of the priest. So Jesus Christ is the priest who blesses. And this should remind us that the only way to be blessed in the things we do in life is to do the right thing. And not only the right thing, but to do it for the right reason. Gusto mo maging blessed ang buhay mo? Gawin mo ang tama. Gawin mo ang mabuti. At gawin mo sa tamang kadahilanan. Sinulat ko sa Tagalog para maintindihan natin. To be blessed, to have the blessing of God in your life, you have to do the right thing for the right reason. And this, I will remind everyone, tandaan natin ito palagi. Hindi lahat ng gumagawa ng mabuti ang kadahilanan. Remember that. Not everyone who do right, do it for the right reason. What is the right reason? Kasi hindi lang naman importante sa Diyos yung ginagawa natin. Hindi lang yung tamang ginagawa. Tinitingnan din ng Diyos na yung tamang ginagawa mo sa tamang kadahilanan. One time, nakasama ako doon sa isang lugar na nagbigay kami ng konting pagkain. Nagbigay kami ng juice, nagbigay kami ng biskwit at sandwich. Nag-feeding. Yun lang, sa araw na yon, hindi ko alam na merong isang politiko na pupunta din. Namigay siya ng Jollibee. Kaya talo yung bigay ko. Hindi pinansin ng bata yung binigay kong biskwit kasi nabibili naman sa tindahan eh. Pero yung binigay ng politiko na yon, mas mayaman eh. Jollibee ang bigay niya. He gave Jollibee ang tao, tuwang-tuwa yung mga tao. At sabi ng politiko sa akin, Father, sabi niya, I just want to bless the people. I just want to serve the Lord. Umakyat talaga yung kilay ko. You know? Because after giving, pagtapos niya magbigay ng mga burger niya, etong sabi niya, huwag niyong kalimutan. Okay? Sa eleksyon, huwag niyong kalimutan. Was he doing the right thing? Yes, of course. Is he doing it for the right reason? No. Because the right reason, every time we do something, when we take care of our family, when we help someone, whatever we do, we have to do it not only the right thing, but we should do it with the right reason. And what is the right reason? Why do we do good things? Why do we do things for other people? We do it for the right reason, and that right reason is love. dahil tayo ay nagmamahal at umiibig. Amen? Yan ang huwag natin kalimutan. Kung gagawa tayo ng mabuti at gagawin mo ang tama sa buhay mo, gawin mo rin for the right reason. And the right reason is always to love. And to love means to love others, to love God, not yourself. That is narcissistic. You will not love others for what you can get from them. You have to love others for what you can give to them and what Christ has given to them. Yun ang isipin mo palagi. Giving of someone. Kaya minsan, pag namimigay ka, tumutulong ka, hindi mo binabalita. Kasi you're not promoting yourself, you're promoting Christ. Yung taong tinulungan mo, huwag mo nang ibalita sa lahat. Kasi yung tao na tinulungan mo yan, alam niya may Diyos dahil sa ginawa mo para sa kanya. May Diyos. And that's important. That's it. Amen? Now, what is love? If we are going to do things, the right things for the right reason, we have to do it for love. What is love? Love means the ordering of your life for the good of others. Yung inaayos mo yung buhay mo, hindi lang para sa sarili mo. Inaayos mo yung buhay mo so that it will become good for others. Yung sinasabi natin palagi, we are blessed to be a blessing. Why do we want to be blessed? Why do we want, bakit gusto mong yumaman? Bakit gusto mong lumago ang buhay mo? Bakit gusto mong humaba ang buhay mo? Dahil gusto mong ialay yan sa kapwa mo. Anong kahulugan na humaba ang buhay mo para sa sarili mo lang? What good is it na lalago ang buhay mo? Hindi mo naman ibabahagi sa iba para pa rin sa sarili mo. What is the value of prospering? Yayaman ka nga, pero wala ka naman pakikitungo sa kapwa mo. It's all useless. The reason why we obey the commandments, the reason why we want to prosper, why we want to grow in the Lord, why we want to have long life in the Lord, is so we could be a blessing to others. Yan ang sinasabi ng commandment. Ang tunay na pag-ibig, mga kapatid, hindi yan damdamin, hindi yan pabugso-bugso ng damdamin. True love, ang tunay na pagmamahal at pag-ibig ay may, number one, may pag-iisip. That's why you should love the Lord your God with your mind, with all your mind. Ang tunay na pag-ibig ay may pag-iisip. Mayroong kalooban. Ang tunay na pagmamahal ay mayroong kalooban. Hindi yung nasa pilitan ka. Talagang kalooban mo. Ang tunay na pagmamahal ay mayroong puso. Ang tunay na pagmamahal at pag-ibig ay mayroong buhay. Bishop, wala naman yan sa Bible. Well, the Bible said, you love your God with all your soul. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Love God with all your soul. Remember, the soul is the vital principle of life. Ang taong walang kaluluwa, walang buhay yan. Because the vital principle of life is the soul. That's why if you're going to love God with all your soul, dapat yung pag-ibig mo sa Diyos ay buhay, hindi patay. Amen? Ang tunay na pagmamahal ay may pag-iisip. Iniisip mo yan. May nakwento nga sa akin, yung isang lalaki, kasama niya yung barkada niya, nagiinuman sila, kumakanta siya. Ito yung kwento sa akin ng kaibigan ko. Nung kumakanta siya, sabi niya, "Nang ibigin kita, lasing lamang ako." Pumasok yung asawa niya at hinampas siya ng pichel. Ay nas sugat yung naninat anang dahi hinampak it pichel to ay. Kinanta niya, "Nang ibigin kita, lasing lamang ako." Kasi ang tunay na pag-ibig pinag-iisipan. Amen, you think. If you're going to love, then you think about it. Hindi yung nalasing ka lang tapos nagpakasal ka. Hindi ka nag-isip. Pinag-iisipan po yan. Ang tunay na pag-ibig ay may kalooban. Will. There's a will. It's not a feeling. True love is a decision. Amen? May pumunta sa akin one time, isang babae. Umiiyak siya. Sabi niya, "Father, magko-confess ako." Sabi ko, "Bakit?" "Napapagod na ako sa pag-aalaga sa nanay ko." Sabi ko, "Bakit? Ano nangyari sa nanay mo?" "May Alzheimer na po." So tuwing makakalabas yung nanay niya, pagbalik ng nanay niya, ang dungis-dungis. Humihiga doon sa kanal. Yung nanay niya humihiga sa kanal. Tapos uuwi ng bahay. So sabi niya, "Naiinis na ako, Father. Umiiyak ako habang pinapaliguan ko yung nanay ko." Sabi ko, "Ilang taon na ang nanay mo?" Sabi niya, 80 plus. "Ilang taon ka na nag-aalaga sa kanya?" "Ay naku, Father. 30 years na, hindi na nga ako nag-asawa." And sabi niya, "Magko-confess ako." Sabi ko, "Ano iko-confess mo?" "Father, kino-confess ko. Napapagod na ako." Sabi ko, "Alam mo, hindi kasalanan niya napagod ka. You have been taking care of your mother for 40 years. All your life, inalagaan mo yung nanay mo. Tuwing nagdudumi, hinuhugasan mo. Tuwing nagkakalat, huhugasan mo. Kahit na hindi ka na maalala ng nanay mo, ang kulit-kulit na ng nanay niya, hindi niya tinataas yung boses niya sa nanay niya. Alam mo, sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo, ang tawag ko dyan, hindi kasalanan. I call that love." Yan ang pag-ibig. Yan ang pagmamahal sa magulang. Naiiyak ka, napapagod ka, tao ka rin. Pero hindi ka humihinto sa pag-aalaga sa magulang mo. Dahil yan ay pag-ibig. Ang pag-ibig ay isang desisyon. May kalooban yan. Amen? Nakuha nyo ba? Ba't ang tahimik nyo? Okay, nagmamadali na yata kayo. Sige, tapusin na natin. Okay? And so these are the things we need to love God with all our heart. That's why, mga kapatid, lahat ng ginagawa natin sa buhay, dapat iugat natin yan sa pag-ibig ng Diyos. Okay? Always root the things that you're doing, put it in the foundation of God's love, always. Because you're not doing the right thing only, you are doing it for the right reason. Kaya pag nag-feeding tayo, sabi ko, kung ang dala nyo pagkain lang, wala namang pag-ibig, huwag na kayo mag-feeding, ibigay nyo na lang sa DSWD yan. Because if we're going to go out on mission and we're going to feed the world, the only difference between an organization and DSW with the church, we go out with the love of Christ in our hearts. Ginagawa natin yan dahil mahal natin una ang Diyos. And secondly, sabi niya, kung mahal mo ang Diyos, automatic, mamahalin mo ang kapwa mo. Hindi ko masukat ang pag-ibig mo sa Diyos. Hindi ko masukat talaga. I will be meeting with the children, teachers. Pagkatapos ng misa, magmi-meeting ako sa teachers because for the life formation of the children, there are four pillars. na dapat talagang ma-establish natin sa buhay ng mga bata. Number one is community. And in community, kasamang family, your children need to relate with family and community. Amen? That's number one. Secondly, ministry. The children should be inclined to serve God by serving others. And the third pillar for the formation, life formation of everyone, not only the children, is spiritual. They need to pray. They need to cultivate their relationship with God. And third, academics. Amen? Nag-aaral at natututo yung mga bata. Hindi ko masukat yung community. Hindi ko masukat. Kasi may mga bata, may mga tao, ang galing-galing sa simbahan, di ba? Ang bait-bait sa simbahan. Tapos, buong araw nasa simbahan, sabi ko, nandito ka pa, hindi ka pa umuwi. Ayoko umuwi. Tayo mo umuwi. Umuwi ka na. Sarado ng simbahan, umuwi ka na. Sabi ng anak, Father, wag mong pauwi si nanay. Bakit? Pag uwi dito, magmumura yan. Tagal-tagal mo na. Tatagal-tagal mo na naglalakad kasama si Kristo. Nagmumura ka pa rin sa bahay. Okay? Kaya pag ganyan, pag nagmumura ka at inaaway mo yung mga tao sa bahay, mukhang mayroong hindi tama sa sinasabi mo. Merong mali yung katotohanan ng buhay mo. There's something wrong with the truth about your life. Okay? Hindi ko masukat yung community life nyo. Hindi ko rin masukat yung spiritual life. Ang hirap sukatin yung spiritual life kasi minsan nakikita ko sa church, nakapikit ang mata, nakaganyan ang kamay, nakapikit. So akala mo nagdadasal. Balikan mo ng isang oras, nakapikit pa rin yung mata, nakaganyan. So minsan tinatanong ko, anong yan? Anong problema? Bakit nakapikit ang mata? Baka na-slain ng Holy Spirit. Tapos pag hinawakan mo, biglang gaganyan. Kunyari nagdadasal, yung pala natutulog. Kaya hindi ko masukat. Hindi ko masukat kung gaano mo kamahal ang Diyos. Hindi ko masukat how you are growing your spiritual. But the only way I will know that you are growing in these areas, how you love your neighbor, how you love your family. Doon ko tinitingnan. Kahit gaano ka kagaling sa Bible, kahit gaano ka memorize mo yung Bible, titingnan ko yung pamilya mo. Kung paano ka nagre-relate sa family mo, how you love your family. You understand what I'm saying? This is very important. The basis of our love for God, we do not know how we really love God. But if you love God, you will love your neighbor as well. Nakikitungo ka sa kapwa mo. And pag sinabi kong nakikitungo sa kapwa mo, saan nag-uumpisa ang pakikitungo sa kapwa? Nag-uumpisa sa bahay. Amen? Minsan ang bait-bait natin sa mga kasama sa church, pero pagdating sa bahay, ang sungit natin. Dapat hindi po ganyan. Amen? Where we are and where God puts us, that is where we practice His love. Ordering your life for the good of others, not yourself. That's narcissistic. You order your life para sa kabutihan ng iba. And finally, may iniwan ng Diyos. No? Nung sinabi ng Diyos yan, love the Lord your God, but Christ said that, sabi ng scribe sa kanya, Lord, agree ako, tama ka. That is the great commandment. And this is what Jesus said to him. You know, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Hindi ka malayo sa kaharian ng Diyos. Or, ibahin natin, kasi minsan hindi nyo maintindihan pag sinabi kong kaharian. Ang sinasabi ng Diyos sa kanya, hindi ka malayo sa langit. Amen? Nasa pinto ka na ng langit, pero wala ka pa sa loob. but nasa pinto ka na. Because you know these things, you understand these things, you are already close, you are already at the door of heaven. But take note, maraming taong nasa pinto ng langit, hindi pa rin nakapasok. Iba kasi yung nasa pinto ka at yung pumasok ka na. Amen? Bakit hindi pumasok? Ha? Bakit? Hindi kasi sapat ang kaalaman. It is not enough that you know kung hindi naman ito maisa sa buhay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Kaya nung sinabi ni Jesus, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, love your neighbors yourself, alam na ng mga Hudyo yan. But when Jesus said that, they stopped arguing. Hindi na sila nakipagdebate. Nung sinabi ni Lord yan, bakit? Kasi nakikita sa buhay niya. Amen? Nakikita sa buhay niya. Wala nang nakipagtalo sa kanya. Ganon din sa atin. Amen? We know these things, alam natin to. Pero hanggat hindi natin na isa sa buhay ito, nasa pinto lang tayo ng langit at hindi tayo papasok. Amen. Please stand.